Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these surprisingly kind of lively activities that pop up around papal conclaves. We're talking betting pools, even bingo cards, you know, within the Catholic community.
Right. It sounds a bit unusual on the surface.
It does. But it seems to be this way. Some Catholics inject maybe a communal energy into what's fundamentally a very, very significant spiritual event.
Absolutely. And we're looking at this through an article from Christian Culture News. It's titled Conclave Betting Pools and Bingo Cards, The Super Bowl of Being Catholic.
The title says a lot already.
It really does. It captures that blend of, you know, serious faith and this sort of friendly collective excitement.
Okay, so maybe just a quick refresher first. A papal conclave, that's the process where the College of Cardinals, they're the senior leaders in the church, they gather to elect the new pope. And the word conclave itself historically means with key.
Yeah, with a key, stressing that secrecy, the isolation that's traditionally part of this really big decision. It's usually very solemn, very private, understandably so.
Definitely. Choosing the spiritual leader for, well, millions.
Exactly. So what's so interesting and what we want to dig into today is how this ancient, very symbolic, very private process, well, how it's gotten tangled up for some people with these more modern communal activities.
Right. Like, why have these things, the betting, the bingo, become popular? What's that tell us about maybe Catholic culture today?
Yeah, that's the mission for this deep dive. We want to understand the why. It brings up some good questions, doesn't it? Like, where did this even start?
And how do they actually work, you know, practically speaking?
And what are the people doing it actually getting out of it? What's the experience like? Those are the kinds of things we're exploring.
Okay, so let's jump right into that headline then. The Super Bowl of being Catholic. What's behind that comparison? Why does it resonate?
Well, the Super Bowl thing, I think it really nails that sense of buildup, that shared anticipation. I mean, think about it. A conclave doesn't happen very often, right? And the outcome is huge. It's kind of like a major championship game in that respect.
Yeah, I can see that. High stakes, lots of attention.
Exactly. So these betting pools, the bingo cards, they seem to tap into that basic human thing of wanting to connect with a big event together, to feel like you have a bit of a stake in it, even if it's just for fun.
Right. It shifts it from just watching the news
to actually participating actively with other people. It changes the whole feel.
Okay. Let's get specific then. The betting pools, what are they exactly? And, like, are there different kinds?
So basically, they're just informal ways people guess who the next pope will be. The Christian Culture News piece mentions a couple of main types. First, you've got the really casual ones.
Like among friends or family.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe people in a parish group. The stakes are usually small, maybe a few bucks. The real point is the fun, the chat about who might get picked, the friendly rivalry.
And people are picking based on what? Gut feelings, who they like.
Could be. Could be anything from, you know, which cardinal seems to be getting talked about, their background, or yeah, maybe just a hunch. That's part of the fun of the informal ones.
Okay.
Then you have pools that are a bit more organized.
More structured.
Right. They might have clearer rules, maybe bigger payouts. Sometimes they're even used to raise money for charity, which adds another layer.
Oh, okay.
And in those, people might be looking more closely at things like, well, a cardinal's actual track record, the big global issues the church is facing, any perceived trends or factions within the College of Cardinals. A bit more strategic, maybe?
So quite a range then. From just a bit of fun to something slightly more involved.
Yeah.
Now, the bingo cards. How does that work? Adapting bingo for a papal conclave sounds creative.
It really is. You know how standard bingo is marking off numbers?
Yeah.
Well, conclave bingo cards are customized. Instead of numbers, the squares have potential events or outcomes related to the whole election process.
Like what kind of thing?
The article mentions stuff like the official announcement of how many votes happened that day, maybe seeing a specific well-known cardinal on TV.
And the smoke. Got to be the smoke.
Oh, absolutely. The color of the smoke from the Sistine Chapel chimney, black for no pope yet, white for Habemus Papam. We have a pope. That's like the ultimate bingo square for many people.
I can totally see that being a moment of huge excitement if you've got that on your card. What else?
Well, you could have names of cardinals seen as frontrunners, the papabili.
Right.
Or maybe specific rituals you might see during the coverage. Perhaps even, I don't know, a mention of a particular potential papal name someone might choose, any kind of recurring detail or significant moment could end up on a card.
So the bingo really makes you pay closer attention to the details, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's the clever part. You're not just passively watching. You're actively looking for these specific things to happen so you can dab your card.
It sounds like it injects a lot of shared energy into what could otherwise be a long, kind of opaque waiting game. The article mentions people laughing, cheering, especially for the smoke signal.
Totally. It turns watching the news from maybe a solitary thing into a communal event. Everyone's there with their cards. There's this collective holding of breath. And when something on the card happens, boom, shared recognition, excitement. The article really highlights that shared joy.
So thinking bigger picture now, beyond just the fun factor, what's the cultural meaning of all this within the Catholic community? What does it signify?
Well, if you step back, these activities are interesting because they kind of act as a bridge, you know, between these very old established religious traditions and the ways people socialize and connect today.
Okay.
The article really stresses that for a lot of participants, it's not really about winning money. It's more about that basic human need for shared experience.
Connecting with others during a big moment.
Exactly. Feeling part of something larger, connected to the church, connected to each other during a significant time.
It almost makes the whole process, which can feel very distant, very high level, feel a bit more immediate, more relatable for regular folks.
Precisely. And what's also interesting is that it can sometimes draw in people who might not be, say, super involved in every aspect of church life day to day.
Ah, so it's an entry point.
It can be, yeah. The game aspect, the social activity, it makes it accessible. It's a way for a wider range of people to engage with these important church rituals. It's a pretty unique way to connect.
Okay, that brings us to the practical side. If someone listening is thinking, huh, that sounds kind of fun, how would they actually set up their own betting pool or bingo game for a conclave?
Yeah, the article gives a nice little rundown. First things first, you need clear rules.
Right.
For a betting pool. Right. What exactly are people betting on? Just the name or maybe the Pope's country of origin, things like that. For bingo, obviously, you need to create the cards themselves. Decide what events or items go in the squares.
Make them relevant, but also, you know, possible to actually happen.
Exactly. Then you need to get people involved. The article mentions using social media, email, group chats, whatever works for your group.
And be clear about any money involved.
Absolutely. If there's an entry fee, be upfront about it and say what it's for. Is it just for the prize pot, or is some or all of it going to a charity? Transparency is key.
Good point.
Then distribute the betting slips or the bingo cards. Could be printed out, could be digital files, and maybe set a time for people to actually follow along together, if possible. Watching the news coverage, having a little get-together.
Builds the anticipation.
For sure. And really, the main thing, according to the article and just common sense, is keeping it fun, lighthearted, and welcoming. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
Maybe some themed snacks or small prizes could add to it, too.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds like the focus should be on the community aspect, not like serious gambling.
And that really comes through in the personal stories the article shares.
Oh, yeah. What kind of things did people say?
Well, a lot of it echoed what we've been talking about, how it turns watching the conclave from something you might do alone into this lively shared experience. People talked about the palpable excitement in the room.
I can imagine.
And the bonding that happens when you're all sharing hopes, making predictions, maybe groaning together when your pick doesn't make it through a ballot count. And then the surprise and chatter when an unexpected cardinal, a dark horse, actually gets elected.
Yeah, those moments of collective surprise or joy.
Right. The common threads seem to be that shared laughter, the fun, and this feeling of being more deeply connected both to their faith community and to the actual event unfolding in Rome.
The human element really comes across. It's more than just squares on a card.
Definitely. And thinking about where this might go, the article does touch on the future.
Like how technology might change things.
Yeah, exactly. With everything moving online, you could easily see mobile apps or dedicated websites making it easier to organize and participate in these kinds of pools or bingo games. It could potentially expand participation quite a bit.
That makes sense. Digital bingo cards, online betting pools seems inevitable almost.
It does. And the piece suggests that as these things evolve, the church itself, or at least communities within it, might continue to figure out how best to handle these traditions. Hmm. You know, finding that balance between embracing the engagement and maintaining the sanctity and integrity of the conclave itself.
Keeping it respectful, but also inclusive.
Right. Ultimately, the article frames these activities as this really interesting mix of tradition and modern social behavior. And they'll probably keep evolving and remain this unique little feature of how some people experience papal conclaves.
So wrapping this up then, it seems like these conclave betting pools and bingo cards, they're really more than just games, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. They represent this cultural phenomenon, reflecting a real desire for community, for shared experience.
And it's a unique way, maybe a bit quirky to some, but a genuine way for certain Catholics to connect with a deeply significant religious moment.
Exactly. They really capture that balance, or maybe tension, between the solemnity of electing a pope and that very human desire for communal excitement and participation.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to chew on. Thinking beyond just this specific example, how do communities everywhere adapt traditions? How do they innovate to keep things relevant and foster connection, especially when the world keeps changing? Maybe. What other serious events out there could possibly benefit from just a touch of this kind of playful shared engagement?
Interesting question to ponder.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.